connecting. We are the big show. Of course, a big thank you to Telecel, Connecting Energies. Big thank you to EcoBank, Better Way, Better Africa, of course, MTN. Everywhere you go, Franco Trading Enterprise still, phone Papa Pafie, Soccer Bet, your best bet for sports betting. These amazing brands are solidly behind us right here on the big show. And of course, my man Dr. Shine joins me right now to give us everything that is making rounds on the social media and of course on the streets. He's got it all here, Dr. Shine, a big Akwaba.
Ah, a big Medasi. Yeah, father of all DJs. Yeah, Mercury Quay in the building. Ah, Mercury is looking good.
It's looking good.
I just enjoyed the dissing. I nearly used the term. You see, if you very
it was a quickie. Yeah, it was a quickie.
It was a quickie. Interview with Keche.
Yeah.
Keche and D Crime.
Yeah.
Super talent.
You mean the intercourse with them? The verbal intercourse
exactly,
with them.
Exactly, yeah. The verbal intercourse, yeah. In fact. You know, super, you know, convo.
Yeah.
It was very quick and precise.
Yeah.
You see, when you meet talent and you be the man in control, you know, be long talk.
Yeah. That's right.
And you see, this be top of the mind, you know, interview. And so, Mary Quay, every day we give it out to you. And
thank you.
The guys, everybody want to be around. You know, take off. We don't be any long talk. Yeah, we could get to, you know, talk about what the fans want here.
That's
about.
Right. That's right.
It. So,
that's
big
right.
Ups to Keche.
Yeah, Keche.
Yeah, and Dick Crime.
Yeah. Dick Crime, you know, at the time he was doing a freestyle, uh-huh. we had a message from Naya.
Oh,
yeah,
Naya said go drop some.
Yeah, you understand they do. So I mean, they do. If you this Friday go fi do, you know, go fi do. You know, so big ups to Naya.
Ah.
Shout out to Frankie Five.
Oh,
you know,
Frankie Five.
Yeah, shout out. Yeah, Frankie Five is in tune.
Yeah. It's looking good. It's looking good.
Yeah.
Big ups to the senior man.
That's right. That's right. Frankie Five. You know, I told him that end of this year he will be Frankie 10. Yeah, because he's done a good job, yeah. You know, we're out five to the five. He's done great for the industry, you know. And,
of course.
He keeps doing that, you
of
know.
Course,
and,
of course, of
you
course.
Know, he's got some amazing yeah. stuff going on. So, yeah. Big shout to Frankie Five. Yeah. Of course, Alice McKenzie, you know, Fefefe. The brand new song.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
banging.
Yeah.
You know, I heard the song and I say, you know what? Forget everything.
Mm.
I'm going to play this song every day at 5 p.m. for fe-fe-fe. 2 weeks. 2 weeks back to back. Fefefe, I love the song. The instrumentation is great. The vocal amazing.
Powerful.
The mixing, the mastering, everything on point. This is what we want to hear when it comes to music. And I think this is really, really a great production. And big shout out to Alice McKenzie.
Mm.
So the song I play
live, you know,
yeah.
live on the show. We have to give you a big mention. So if you are driving park, get on Facebook, hit 103.9 FM, share the feed. Drop your name, drop your location, and let's give you a big mention. Let's know where you are listening to us from. So
yeah.
This show is global.
That's right.
Global. So we want to know where you're listening to us from. Yeah. So get on Facebook, drop your name, drop your location, and let's get into
we,
it.
We are now going live. We are now going live. So people are refreshing their phone. Please, your phone is not
refreshing. Is going on everywhere.
Yeah,
but everyone should refreshing now. All right. So Mercury,
yeah.
before we get into the roll call, fans of Guru, Mercury Quay,
fans of Guru
verse. I never see them this way before, Mercury Quay. The verse giddy. They say Guru be one of the most hypocrites. Artist, Mercury, I never hear that before.
Mm.
They say be senior most hypocrite, Mercury.
What?
Mercury.
Guru. La Paz Toyota.
They say be senior most hypocrite. They say songs he they do. They figure say it be songs where they want deliver message. He go reach where he go deliver the message, you know, Guru pause.
What?
Mercury. The fans verse.
Guru.
Guru. SRC president to be.
Guru. Paul Swag.
Yeah. Guru.
Right.
We will get into it.
Right.
We will get into it. Michael Quay. Stoneboy is out.
With another song.
Michael Quay, this time around, no be song go. Demanding for apology.
Stoneboy.
Stoneboy is demanding for my apology. from Shatawale and every other person where he blame him for the Legon concert where Shatawale no fit play. Hot apology. It must be served. Stone Boy, they demand for apology. My quick, we will get into people. They talk, see this apology. It's a big table where they can't shake. We will get into that and find out what they on this table.
Mm.
Yeah. And you know, say Shatawale is out too.
Right.
Shatawale is out too.
So while Stone Boy is demanding, Shatawale is giving.
It's giving.
Right.
It's giving. What right. is Shatawale giving? After the rule, after you know, checking what they market, we'll find out what Shatawale is giving. Yeah.
Stay tuned in. You stay waiting on the big show with Mercury Quay. Dr. Shine is in the building. Right, and the storytelling continues right here on 103.9. Dr. Shine is in the place. A big shout out to Fred Lynn Curves, someone that kept having a good time on the big show. Right, Dr. Shine, what do you have for us? Well, let's first say a big thank you to Telecel, Connecting Energies, Ecobank, A Better Way, Better Africa, MTN, Everywhere You Go, Franco Trading Enterprise, Still Phone, Papa Pafia, Soccer Bet, your best bet for sports betting. And let's say big shout out to the guys at MTN, Mr. Chris Adama, Jermaine, Josephine, and the whole crew having a good time. Right.
Mercury, some of your great today. Hey, Charlie. That'd be why. See, yeah. 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 Yeah, Mercury.
Right, right.
Stone Boy
yeah.
is out. You see, as artist of the year, you know, if I take charge and, you know, step out, so say all other artists go follow. Because if artist of the year, you day indoors, we know they see you on the street, we know they see you out, you know, channeling, you know, empowering the music, the music system, then it means the artist of the year you take, we know they see. So, you know, Stone is out. Now, as he day out, one performance, one powerful performance we do after winning the Artist of the Year was at the Liman Hall. You know, we all witnessed a great performance, great delivery as usual. But after the performance, or even before the performance, a whole lot of controversies, you know, here and there. People, they blame Stone Boy, say, hey, like it be Shatawale too, they can't perform over. We know they see, say, in show they come off. What they happen? We they hear, say, Stone make some calls, say, make they cancel Shatawale in show. So what they happen? You know, people were blaming Stone Boy here and there. People were stoning him. Stone, how could you, your own brother? So, you know, we have to ask questions. And on this show, Michael Quay, we set the record straight from the, you know, authorities of the university, they made it clear to us all that, oh, you know, be deliberate say that they cancel anybody in show. However, the information they had prior to the show was a karaoke night.
Right.
So they didn't know that there would be a Shatawale on stage or anything like that. So they can't host such events. So there is nothing like any artist calling us to cancel a show. So that be what happened. You know, clarification was given.
Right.
So some of, you know, a section of the public were satisfied. Oh, Stone Boy, okay, oh, it not be you. But then still, Shatawale, back to back, was giving it to him, brother Stone. Said, no, you, it be you will make the cancel the show. To the extent that he had to do just like a radio station. See, Mercury, if we cover events,
yeah,
we get reporters.
Dr. Shine, kindly permit me to interrupt.
Right.
To announce that
allowed.
We are now live on Facebook.
Oh, it's looking
Hits
good.
103.9 FM. And of course, you know, the people have been waiting for the feed.
Exactly.
And the feed is on, and you can see that guys like Aaron BN, who's first to comment, says, all correct. I parked for St. Anthony's Catholic Hospital, Joji, in the Volta region. Godwin de Jesenia says, I patiently park at Osu Mall, waiting to be cleared by the king of all DJs, Mercury Quay. Hey. Big up to Dr. Shine. D-Crime is on fire. Call the fire service, please. And Ibeni Dubdada says, I turn in tune at Nungwa last stop. And Kobe Truth says, I'm Kobe around India. Rural Bank. We're acting some movie director say action, but I did wait clearance before I act my part. Very These good. Are the kind of people Very that we want to hear from.
Of course.
You know, so big shout out to you. Go ahead, go ahead. And of course, Godwin DJ Senior, Pa Logan says, I park for mile 7, park waiting for clearance. You are cleared. Governor Moafu says, Tantra Hills is on fire. Humble soul, you know, Dr. Shine, this on fire thing. One day, some place will catch fire.
Fire.
We say on fire, we'll be hyping. But we say, Jack, everything is burnt. Cypher Rick says, shouts to Mercury Quay, Dr. Shine, Ashie is live on the radar. Brownstone Bernitan says, earpiece plug, phone in hands. Big up MQ. Humble Soul says, looking good inside, feeling auto parts. You know, feeling. Also, yo, the best place to go.
Feeling auto
Brake parts.
Ah.
Shock absorbers.
Filling.
Tires.
Filling.
Batteries.
Filling
They've got
parts.
It covered. Big shout out to Humble Soul and the whole crew. This good. Is, you know, doing it for you know,
for the
fans. Yeah, for the... Kerry Otu says, Nana Duen Baumia is a problem of Ghana. Governor,
you can't say that.
You can't say that. Nana Kofi Kiriku says, I'm about to enter Kolibu, but I park at the gate waiting for clearance. An ambulance day my back, but I can't move. Please move. Osei Issa Douglas says, live and loud in Adenta PK barbering shop. And Manny Decoded says, Mercury Quay, you do all. Please clear me, because you are too good. You are clear.
You're clear.
Yeah, double. You know. All right, that's a sign. More messages come in, but let's get going.
Right. So you see,
I'll give more clearances soon. Yes.
Right. You see, we're talking about Stone Boy and Shatawale, and the fact that Stone Boy is demanding apology from, you know, whoever or any artist or any person that has blamed him for being behind the cancellation of Shatawale's, you know, TF Hostel show. He's demanding apology. He's demanding apology from anyone. So if they listen to us, well, you know, say you blamed, you know, Stone Boy for being behind the cancellation of the TF show, come and apologize, Michael Kwe. Come and apologize. Let's listen to Stone Boy. Stone is not happy about some of these things. He said these things, they disturb. They worry the industry. You know, we know they move forward if we keep blaming ourselves and dragging ourselves back.
That was really ridiculous to have heard, because it's just like waking up in the morning to being accused strongly of extra powers. You know, I have power, but
you are not in the metaphysical.
I have power. Yes, I still exist on all dimensions, you know.
Right. The fifth dimension, you know.
But I cannot abuse, even if I had such power, I can't abuse it like that, you know.
Yeah.
And I have nothing at all to do with. So I'm surprised where the accusations will be coming from. But I believe it's normal, which, you know, with a brother like him, to always find a way to make me look very, very, very powerful.
He believes in your power.
Yeah, yeah, of course. That's the only thing I can say about it, because I don't even know where to start from. Like, it's ridiculous. Zero. I only went to perform at my event, and that's all I can remember. I'm not an event organizer. I have zero, nothing. And I think the dean respectfully came out to, and we all are seeing that. We just have to amplify that some more. But this is where the truth comes to be, that, you know, those who... That's why I hate to always explain, because there are people who didn't believe it anyway. And even after the deans and etc. have come to speak on the truth of the matter, you know, you find out that now those who disbelieved and cursed me and all of that are refusing to render apologies. So that's like, they're there already. That's their mentality. And I don't know. I have nothing to do with that at all. It's rather sad. And of
Right.
So don't refuse to render apology, my quick way. They say, if anybody where he blame him, you see, say, as the dean can't speak, it is, you know, it's clear now. Now everybody, you know, can authenticate that Stone Boy isn't behind the cancellation of that show. So if you mentioned his name, or you in any way blamed him that he's behind the cancellation of the show, he said, no, You don't know what you are talking about, and there must be an apology. There must be an apology. And we know that, you know, Shatta Wale blamed him, his camp blamed him, a lot of, you know, some of the guys blame Stone Boy
right.
for being behind this. So
right.
if you know, you mention his name, just do the needful.
Right. So there's one very important thing to mention about apology. Apologies aren't meant to change the past. Apologies
yeah.
are not meant to change the past. Apologies are meant to change the future.
Wow.
Think about it.
Wow. They are not meant to change the past.
No.
The past, yeah.
It's gone.
It's gone.
They are meant to change the future. What happens henceforth? If someone else wrongs you, if someone lies about you, in the future, what would you expect?
This is deep. 0548-841039. 0548-841039. Send us your message. What do you think? What do you think about this one? You see, apology is not meant
to change the past.
To change the past too. It's meant
to change the future.
So, are you expecting any apology as it stands now?
Do you think you must apologize? Remember, apologies are meant to change the future. Okay.
Maybe. Yeah, so, you see, Stone Boy is demanding apology.
Right.
Shatta Wale is giving back to the society in this way. Michael, you see, say, recently, one thing that Ghana is suffering is our sanitation issue. Sanitation. I remember the time, you know, this government took over Mekwekwe. One minister where they appoint, Honorable Ada, be like his late self, Mekwekwe. Sanitation. He can't do top. Oh, they do this. We go change this. We go make sure say you go see beans everywhere. We make sure say everybody go have access to, you know, a whole lot of brothel. Our sanitation.
It's called lip service.
Ah, Bamuyada. Lip service. Magukwe. We are not seeing anything. Then fast forward.
He couldn't walk the talk.
Oh, he couldn't. He couldn't. Madam Cecilia Dapa took over Magukwe. She took over.
Reloaded. Reloaded.
Madam Cecilia Dapa.
Yeah.
She took over the ministry, sanitation. You know, so, the woman, they can't do everything. You know how women, they love to clean house, homes, to make sure that, you know, everything is tidy in the house. Everything is clean in the house. We figure, so, that's what we are going to see. Megukwe, bam, we are. Nothing did happen. I remember I walked down Mekwekwe. I was part of today Alajo market, this market, Malata market.
Yeah.
Go there. They say, you people, where we did the roadside, where they can't come out to you all, see the way the gutters do. Go back to Malata today.
It's worse.
Worse.
Go to Dubai.
Ah.
Go there.
big grammar where they go speak for Dubai top. Ahead of some election. They say, oh, Dubai, they can't build some estate or whatever over
you know,
there.
You know, the very interesting thing that I find anytime that I pass by, there are these stones that were planted, you know, in certain places to prevent people
from walking
in an area.
What do
they have
there?
Become beds for people.
Preventing people from walking. Oh.
Yes. Now they have actually they are actually sleepy. I don't know how they do that. It's magical because they have very pointed edges.
Yeah. And they are very sharp. It's very interesting.
So I wonder what thought went into that?
That's why they say.
Where are the authorities? They come and they only hold canes and then they whip people and then they go to sleep in their offices again. And it's back to normal.
Back to normal. Now, you know, these guys have taken over this thing that ministers upon ministers, we are not seeing the results from them. So this bus stop guys, young guys, where they say, no, we can see these things happen during our time, our generation, then we will go everywhere, then, you know, filth everywhere. So they've taken it upon themselves and they are cleaning our gutters, clearing the bushes along the road, Michael Kwee. Everybody, they applaud them. So this thing where Shatawale said, no, this is something that must be supported. This is something that needs to be supported. And indeed, he's supporting them. So he collects, you know, some small donation from, you know, all in fans then, Ghanaians. Say, come support. Any way you go feel support them, come support. And today, the presentation has been done. Let's get on Facebook. This is beautiful. This is awesome.
Let's first check out Shatawale's arrival, right?
Yeah.
Let's check out his arrival. Live on Facebook, Hits 103.9 FM.
Street man, street god. Michael Kwee, street president land for the streets.
Right.
And it's live.
It's looking good.
Yeah, it's looking good, Michael Kwee. Street president. So, you know, nobody for tell you, say, no, this be the president on the street, and it's clear. See, numbers, where they come, and this no be show. This is not a show. Say, Shatawale, they come play show for Alaju. Shatawale, they come donate to people where they work for roadside. That be why we for use this influential people to get results for the country. Okay, we have given the mandate to ministers. Ministers, we are paying them. They are long last. You go here, no, dollar day somewhere. Dollar day this place. Dollar day this. At least, Shatawale, they spread the dollar. The street boys, everybody, they get some. Everybody, they get some. They share them on the street. Let's listen to the man, Shatawale. Isn't this beautiful?
It is.
Whether government or no government.
Yes.
That be where, you know, that be what hits me for his speech inside.
Yeah.
He said, whether government or no government.
We'll make it happen.
Ah. Ah. This is patriotism. This be what we talk, say, the country be my own. This my country. You know, this is my country. Let's make it happen. Whether government or no government, whether we are being paid or not, we go support the, you know, the street. If the street looks good, it looks good for the street president. Live on Facebook, drop your message for Shatawale and this support for the Bastard Boys. Yeah. And everyone that supported this initiative, big ups to you. Big ups to you. I know say a lot of people, they do Amanda G, where they know I make a show. Big ups to everyone supporting the industry and supporting the country, whether government or no government. Magrikwe, you say people, they give it up to Shatawale. They applaud them. Say this one, it take the bold initiative. It step out, say no go wait for government. You don't go be one person where it is speaking mind through music. The words you want deliver, the message you want deliver to the street. You know, if you get something we know be happy about you know the country or happiness in the sector, any something we know be happy about, anything we know be happy about, if they drop or talk about him in his songs, if they script them, then if they put them on beat, then it be music where we all will enjoy. You know, this year, Guru's, or in fact, from last year, Guru's biggest hit has been Enyawawa. Enyawawa. Enyawawa got nomination for at the just ended TGMAs.
Right.
It was nominated among the top songs, that be Hip Life Song of the Year. He couldn't win, but then he had the potential. So far as he was nominated, it tells you that Hip Life Song of the Year, you know, is in there. So he said recently, Amati Dede was at UK. He was in UK to perform. And one of his songs, where people they always say go perform, he no perform. And people were disappointed. The fans were disappointed. Say, Amati Dede, you go come perform all your songs. Then one favorite one, you know, go perform. So Guru too can't do the same thing. Guru was at yesterday's, you know, event organized by you know, our vice president, Dr. Mahamadou Bawumia. Ah, Mary Kwe, Youth Connect event. You know, the youth were there in their numbers to welcome the next president of Ghana, possibly. Possibly. It is possible that Dr. Bawumia could be the next president of Ghana if voted for this December elections. So, Mikey, as they go meet him, you know, Guru was there and he had to perform. You know, Guru get big hits.
Yeah.
Hits
big,
upon
big
hits.
Big, yes.
Ah, La Pasto, Utah, Dominica, and the Bermuda and things. He had to perform and he was on stage. Let's get into Guru's performance.
On our way to the venue to check out Guru's performance, remember, you stand the chance to win 1,000 Ghana cedis live on the show. All you need to do is to pick up your phone right now and dial *281#. Select option 5 and play the quick cash game. *281#. Let's go back to the grounds.
Yeah, we forgot back to the grounds. Live on Facebook, Guru is performing. Oh, Mary Quay. Guru some, move the vice president.
Some people are talking about the vice president's dance, and I want us to take a look at it again. Ah, The dance, is it there's Fastia Anumami dance? Look at the vice president's dance. Is that an official Fastia?
Oh, Fastia. Yeah.
Oh, you say this mix, make we take passage. Tali, now we're looking at the Stia mix. That's right. Oh,
oh, but this be the official Stia dance.
Yeah, but yeah. The mix. No, it's not about putting the plane in here. No. Whether we should tender, you know?
We should tender. Because we have the official dance.
See, I'm telling you.
The official song.
The official, you know, this dance, it's not going with a song that is playing there.
No.
The dance has its song.
And drop it, man.
Yeah, the vice president has to come, and let's have a conversation so that we can release the official mix. You watch the dance and then check out. Get on Facebook right now and tell us the dance to Guru's song and the dance to the official Fastianu. No, this is it. This is it. This is it.
This is it.
This
Yeah.
No, it works. It works. You see, you know, you can see.
Yeah.
You know.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Right.
Actually, he dropped this song like
Dino Gogo. A lot of people are back on Facebook to see exactly whether the song matches with the official Stiano
dance.
You know, this is a Mercury Quay mix. Right. See, this is a hit. You know, as soon as it drops, see, everybody's dancing on Facebook. Everybody's dancing on Facebook. Like all the Facebook, you know, fans have 10 dances. Amos Andy, dancing, you know, the whole crew, Bishop's girlfriend. Yeah.
Mercury, so you see, people are disappointed.
Okay.
I'm sure if they had the opportunity to drop this particular miss where you drop, like they no go ball. Like they never will say we go see the people verse. We no go see. But I trust that we not give them this mix over there. So the vex. Where Guru to no send the message.
Right.
Guru no send the message. Michael, you say, Enyawanwa, last year it was a hit.
Right.
Big hit. Big hit to the extent that the song was nominated. So as they killed the song, give Guru like that, people were expecting Guru to, jump on it. Because already the vice president had set the tone for the dance. So we go here. So but the queue, the DJ queue, we Guru say a year.
Because he was afraid this part would come.